Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And our alert and savvy listeners are sending me information. The flight for Malaysian Flight 17 from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was a nonstop. I'm going to have to get out my Great Circle route calculator and find out if that was the most efficient route or a polar route would have worked better for them. We also got a confirmation that Malaysian Flight 17 departed Amsterdam 17 minutes late. And if that means there was a bomb on board to bring it down inside Russia, that would certainly explain why it landed in Ukraine. Or, since it was 17 minutes late, that put it in much closer proximity to President Putin's aircraft. And that supports Russia Today's theory that this was Kiev trying to assassinate President Putin to throw Russia into chaos, during which Kiev could basically stomp on eastern Ukraine and bring them back into the slavery of the European Central Bank. We don't know exactly what happened, but what is really educational is to look at all the politicians and corporate media pundits who are just trying to pound this thing as hard as they can. John McCain is out there saying, we've got to go to war against Russia. Look how evil they are. Geraldo Rivera out there saying, well, you know, we absolutely know that the, you know, Ukrainians don't have this kind of rocket. And so it had to be Russia, in which we've already disproven that. Kiev has had this book missile launching system for years. And all of these shameless media people, they get huge amounts of money to go on TV and just lie to you over and over and over and over again. They're making big bucks at it. Which reminds me that I need to remind you that Republic Broadcasting is holding a fundraising drive right now. They are desperate for operating capital to keep Republic Broadcasting going. We don't get big, huge advertising contracts from places like Monsanto for some strange reason. We're not getting grants from non-governmental organizations with shadowy agendas. We're operating on spare change found under seat cushions and underneath the mats on the floor of our car. And we need your help. And without your help, we will not be here anymore. So please go over to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a donate button prominently on display. Hit that button. It'll take you to a page. There is a PayPal link. Or if you prefer anonymity in this day and age of NSA, maybe kind of sort of might be looking at you, which I'm starting to think is a gigantic bluff, by the way. And there's an address on that page in Round Rock, Texas, where you can send a check or cash anonymously. If that's your preference, donate, 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 donate. If you tune into this channel next month and all you're hearing is polka music, it's your fault. So please donate today. All right, getting on back here to the news, we're going to go down and look at what's going on with Israel and Gaza, because if Israel thought Malaysian Flight 17's shoot down was going to buy them some grace from the independent media, absolutely no, that's not going to happen here. All right, now we're seeing this interesting story. There was a five-hour ceasefire that was declared. And at the end of the ceasefire, militants in Gaza fired rockets at Israel. They didn't even say Hamas. And you need to understand there are groups inside Gaza that are not under the control of Hamas who like to fire rockets. A lot of people think they may be working for Israel because the rockets they fire always seem to hit empty desert. Now, Fox News was trying to claim that Hamas fired the rockets just before the ceasefire ended. How dare they broke the ceasefire. They had Charles Krauthammer on there screaming about how Hamas is wrong and Israel and so forth and so on. And they're just pushing this as hard as they can. But let us review the timetable one more time and take notes. There'll be a quiz next period. Last month, three Israeli teenagers were kidnapped and killed in an IDF-controlled region of the West Bank, not even in Gaza. ISIS has taken credit for the kidnapping and killing, and even the Israeli media admits the two suspects named by the Israeli government are not part of Hamas. They're part of a group known for disobeying Hamas and trying to cause trouble for them, possibly more Israeli agent provocateurs. But Netanyahu takes the kidnapping and killing and says Hamas is responsible and launches bombing raids onto Gaza using the very latest high-tech weapons provided by the U.S. government and paid for by you, the American taxpayer. Now, the Palestinians who've been attacked without provocation are fighting back with homemade rockets made out of plumbing supplies, which so far have killed only one Israeli and knocked a few roof tiles loose here and there, but otherwise mostly hit empty desert and used up a lot of those Iron Dome missiles. But Israel supporters are out there saying we should all forget that Israel attacked Gaza without a valid reason and view Palestine's attempts to defend themselves as the crime and the aggression so that Israel can say we're defending ourselves as they go on pounding the Palestinians with their superior weapons, raining down bombs and missiles and artillery onto Gaza, which does not have an air force, does not have an army, does not have a navy. They got plumbing supplies and not many of those. So, Saddam has nuclear weapons. Assad is gassing his own people. Putin is to blame for Ukraine. Gaza is all Hamas' fault. Need I say any more? It's just a continuance of the same thing here. Now, the world is continuing to react in revulsion over this Israeli naval vessel off the coast of Gaza shelling a group of children who were playing soccer. And apparently, the attitude displayed by the Israelis continues to be quite abusive. You know, comments on Twitter like, well, at least they won't breed. It was a good thing here. At least they won't breed. This came from Ramez Vaker, an Israeli activist and media monitor, responded to the news of the killing by saying, at least they won't breed. That's their attitude of the whole idea. It's like that that lady up there in the Israeli parliament saying, well, the Palestinian women give birth to snakes and they should all be killed. Can you imagine what would happen if some Arab politician said we should kill all the Israeli mothers so they won't breed? What would the world reaction be? Well, the world reaction would probably be equally, you know, offended. But certainly the corporate media would have a completely different reaction to the reaction they have from this comment from Israel. Yeah, it's okay for Israel to talk about killing Palestinian mothers, but by golly, no Arab should say the same thing. Little statistic here, Middle East Monitor. One Palestinian child has been murdered by Israel every 3 days for the last 13 years. The number of children wounded, injured, crippled by the Israelis since the start of the Second Intifada has now reached 6,000. Now, over at firstpost.com, Gaza Live is reporting that Israel is now planning boots on the ground. In fact, they may do it now while the world is looking up at Ukraine. Chances are very high we're going to go in. There must be boots on the ground to deal with the terror threat. Well, this may not be quite the slam dunk Israel would like it to be. Israel's perceived might rests solely on having the latest and maybe not so greatest weapons provided by the U.S. government and paid for by the U.S. taxpayer. It's easier to sit in those drone control rooms or inside a tank or in an F-16 high in the sky dropping bombs and rockets onto this giant open-air prison camp and imagine oneself the heroes they read about in the Torah. But going into Gaza on the ground will be another story. And here again, the story of Thermopylae comes into play. For just as that narrow gap held by Leonidas took away the advantage of Xerxes' larger force and superior weapons, the tight confines of the world's most densely packed population center is going to negate the high-tech whiz-bang of Israel's weapons, leaving the battles to be decided by the soldiers themselves. And Israel's soldiers aren't too good. They're too dependent on their technological edge. They're not an effective fighting force. They haven't won a battle against an equal force since 1985. They failed to reach the Litani River in their last invasion of Lebanon. And only a few days ago, some of these Israeli commandos, supposedly their best, they got clubbed like baby seals on a beach in Gaza and driven back into the sea. I think Hamas prefers to get the battle out of the skies where Israel has the advantage and onto the streets and alleys of Gaza where the fight will be on equal terms. We'll be right back.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Carrie in Florida. Aloha, Carrie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. It's regarding the aircraft that was ideally for the Zionists shot down by the Ukrainians or by the Russians. But I was looking through the Daily Mail here, the photos of this thing. There were, you know, this thing was supposedly a missile hit at 33,000 feet, what, 20 miles? And and then there's huge chunks of debris, huge chunks, even though it, you know, from that distance. And I don't remember seeing huge chunks of debris in any of the airliners with 9/11, related to 9/11. I just wondered what your thoughts
were. Well, it's two different circumstances. I mean, first of all, when an airplane comes apart at altitude and at speed, the parts start tumbling and the aerodynamic stresses just rip it apart into shreds, and then it sort of sinters down through the atmosphere and it settles over miles and miles of countryside. We're seeing that with Flight 17. We saw it with Flight 93, which is why most people realize that the idea the heroic passengers of Flight 93 crashed the plane deliberately into the ground was just more USDA choice equine excrement. With regards to 9/11, obviously with these aircraft crashing head-on into a building while still intact, all of that debris was captured by the remains of the buildings themselves. So it's two different mechanisms.
Well, okay. I just remember the crash site in Pennsylvania there where they found nothing. And it's just very interesting. I caught the tail end of your earlier. I came in while you were talking about the possibility of an onboard explosive device, and I found that very, very, very interesting, Michael. You're a thinker, man. You make us think, and I appreciate it, and I just wanted to make that comment, and I'll hang up and listen to the rest of your show, brother.
All right, well, thank you very much, and that is absolutely a very kind thing for you to say here, because that's the whole point of my website for the last 20 years and doing radio now since 2007. Is to get Americans to be skeptical and to think for themselves what is going on. Because a skeptical people is a free people. And when you think, the government doesn't like it. They don't want you to think. They want you to believe. Believe what we tell you. Saddam had nuclear weapons. Assad is gassing his own people. Putin is to blame for Ukraine. And on and on and on and on and on. There were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. There was a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Pearl Harbor was a surprise. The Lusitania carried no weapons. We live in an age of lies. The good news is, now we know it here. Now, a couple of days ago, there was, of course, talk about a ceasefire that was offered by Egypt. And, of course, it wasn't really crafted by Egypt. This was another propaganda scam cooked up by the United States government and Tony Blair. At Israel's insistence, and it was sort of laundered through Egypt to make it look like it was coming from a disinterested third party. But, of course, the ceasefire offer was, you give us all your weapons, and we get to go on blockading you and starving you and dropping bombs on you whenever we feel like it, which, of course, is something Hamas was not going to agree to. And the goal of this was not to create a ceasefire, but to box Hamas into one of two choices, surrendering to the continuing blockade and abuse of Israel, or reject a proposal so that Israel could say, we tried, Hamas doesn't want to have peace. It's the same stuff they've been doing all along. You'd think they'd come up with some new ideas, but apparently they really can't here. Israel has been accused of war crimes in a meeting at the British Parliament. So they're not getting a lot of traction with their online propagandists, all those Jewish students who are being paid and getting scholarships to post pro-Israel propaganda, turning out to be a huge waste of money from Israel's point of view. More protests in New York against Israel. And this includes American Orthodox Jews who are rejecting Zionism as it's practiced by the government of Israel and protesting on the murder of innocent Palestinians. And again, we need to sever this connection that Israel has created between what they're doing and the claim that they support and are supported by all the world's Jewish people, because it just is not so. Financial support from middle-class American Jews has been in decline. They don't want to be part of this anymore. They realize that Israel's government is setting up all the world's Jews as potential targets in a backlash. Because for decades, Israel's been blurring that line, saying, well, when you're talking to a Jewish person, you're talking to Israel, you're talking to us. When you're talking to us, you're talking to all the world's Jewish people. So that Israel can hide their war crimes behind the shield of the world's Jewish people. And overhead, they wag the banner of Hitler and Holocaust in Germany. But when there is a backlash, Israel's actions have set up the world's Jewish people, many of them opposed to what Israel's government is doing, as targets. So that they can scream, oh, it's anti-Semitism, and so forth and so on. Again, getting back to Great Britain, there is a major campaign underway calling on the British government to end its military ties with Israel. BDS is now spreading into the civil government. Now, the other day, there was a video that came out. There was this pro-Palestine rally in France, which was originally reported it went violent and they attacked a synagogue. That turned out to be a complete lie. What happened is a group of pro-Israel supporters waded into the pro-Palestine march, apparently with tire irons and rocks, and started beating up on the Palestinian demonstrators, throwing rocks at the police, and then these pro-Israel supporters ran into a synagogue for protection. Well, France has responded to this by issuing a ban on all pro-Palestinian rallies. There's no ban on pro-Israel rallies. It's just on the pro-Palestinian rallies because it went violent, forgetting it was the Israel supporters who started the violence. And, of course, that's why these pro-Israel supporters do this. They'll start violence, say, oh, see, it's their fault. If they hadn't been protesting Israel, there wouldn't have been any violence. Article over at Information Clearinghouse lambasting the corporate media, saying Israel showed restraint in Gaza before attacking. You must be kidding. And the article goes on to list all of these areas in which Israel has showed no restraint whatsoever and the absurd levels the corporate media is going to try and exonerate what Israel is doing. And I think perhaps the nadir of this propaganda is coming out of no less than the New York Times, which is saying that these four kids, 10, 11-year-old kids, who were shelled by an Israeli naval vessel while playing soccer on a Gaza beach, that it was really their fault, their own fault. It's the kids' fault because they disobeyed their parents' orders and went out to the beach to play, and they shouldn't have been. And if they hadn't been there, they wouldn't be dead. So it's really all their fault. Now, the reports from where this happened are saying that these kids were playing soccer during a break, but they were there working, helping their fathers work on their fishing boats, repair the nets, do the chores. And they'd taken a little bit of a break for a quick game of soccer, and that's when they got shelled. Because after all, that may have been a soccer ball of mass destruction. It looks kind of like the plutonium core of a nuclear weapon. And remember, your taxes are paying for all of this. Those people living in Palestine have been there for thousands of years, and many of them, according to statisticians, as much as half of them, are distant blood relatives of the historical Jesus, Joshua Christ. Israel is murdering them, and you're paying for it. You think you're going to get into heaven after an insult like that? I don't think so. We'll be right back.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at hempusa.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And interesting little story we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com. It seems that back in 2001, there was an incident where a Russian commercial airliner was shot down over the Black Sea. 78 people died. And Ukraine had to admit that they had done it during a military exercise that got out of control, just like what took down TWA 800. These things happen. But it tells us that the Ukrainian military has a past history of downing commercial airliners. Although I am starting to really seriously consider Russia Today's take on it, that their goal was to hit President Putin's airplane on its way back to Russia from the BRICS meeting, which would have served a lot of interest. You know, U.S. would have loved it. Private central banks would have loved it. A lot of people stood to gain if Putin got whacked out of the sky over Ukraine or even his home territory. Plunge Russia into complete and utter chaos. And now that we know that Malaysian Airline Flight 17 was delayed getting out of Amsterdam Airport, then that put it closer in time and space to Putin's aircraft. Whoever was running that Buk missile battery may have been saying, it's got to be here, it's got to be here, it's got to be here any day. Oh, there it is. And they fired off at the wrong target. Making a lot of sense here. All right, now, getting on back to the BRICS nations. The BRICS nations have now issued a statement that they recognize that Iran has an inalienable right to a peaceful nuclear program. They're basically uniting and standing up and saying all this brouhaha about Iran's power stations, medical isotopes, industrial applications for nuclear technology is complete and utter nonsense. And they're saying there really is no alternative to a negotiated solution, that diplomacy must be given a chance to operate. And this is in response, of course, to the recent developments coming out of the United States, where they're trying to change the agreement at the last minute and introduce terms that Iran will find unacceptable. Now, what is really important to understand right now is that the United States has signed and ratified the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran has signed and ratified the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. That means, under international law, the United States does recognize Iran's right to a peaceful nuclear program. Under Article 4 of the NNPT, the United States is supposed to be in Iran helping them build power stations, medical isotope facilities, and so forth. So by being in violation of that article, the U.S. is in violation of the treaty. It is the U.S. that is failing to live up to its international obligations. It is the United States that is in violation of the treaty, especially by using the threat of military action to coerce Iran into surrendering their rights under that treaty that the United States has already signed and ratified. It's the United States that is in the wrong here. And not only are they in the wrong against Iran, but the rest of the world is looking at the United States and saying there's no point in signing a treaty with that government. They won't keep their word any more than Israel keeps their word. It's pointless to try and negotiate with these people. Their word cannot be trusted. Now, over the last few days, I've been seeing all these articles, and they've been sent to me, and members tried to post them to the website, about these three members of Congress, led by Congressman Massey, who are saying that they have read this classified 28-page report on 9/11, and they're saying it's shocking, and it's earth-shaking, going to change history. The superlatives are just pouring out of Washington, D.C., and they're demanding Congress make this document secret, and they're trying to rally everybody up to say, we demand to see this document. Now, they tried to do this 2 years ago, and what's going on is this document drops the blame for 9/11 on Saudi Arabia in order to protect Israel. And they tried it 2 years ago. They got no traction. They're trying it again. There's a secret document. You American people should demand to see it. And they're trying to get everybody to say, show us the document. And they'll say, all right, here's the document. Saudi Arabia did 9/11. You wanted to see this. Don't give us any argument. That's what's going on here. But the reality is, if you stop and think, which makes the government very, very nervous, you will realize this is just more USDA choice, kosher, bovine excrement. Saudi Arabia has made a huge amount of money off the United States from their end of the petrodollar deal. They've become quite wealthy off the United States of America. Now, as part of the petrodollar deal, they have invested a huge amount of that money back in the United States. They don't want to risk losing that. They're not going to do anything that would allow the U.S. government to say, we're going to freeze the Saudi assets and keep that money for us. The Saudis aren't going to do that. They don't have a reason to do that. And if Saudi Arabia really wanted to hurt the United States of America, all they have to do is ask for their money back all at once. And the U.S. financial system would come crashing down, and Saudi Arabia would be within their legal rights to do that. They don't need airplanes crashing into skyscrapers. On the day that Saudi Arabia decides they don't want to share the world with the United States of America anymore, they just ask for their money back. It would be a real-life version of the movie Rollover. Maybe that's the plan. The U.S. government is going to come out and say, we have evidence Saudi Arabia did 9/11. We're going to freeze their assets and nationalize it and keep all the money for ourselves. But look for what should be there and isn't. And what is not there is a reason for Saudi Arabia to crash airplanes into U.S. skyscrapers. The U.S. government certainly had a reason. Israel certainly had a reason. Iraq never did, Afghanistan never did, and neither does Saudi Arabia. This is just another attempt to resell 9/11 as an excuse for U.S. crimes. I'm not even going to call them war crimes. They're crimes. Invading other countries, stealing their wealth. Because that's the only thing propping up the failed U.S. system here. Over at IntelliHub, we're getting another booga booga alert. A terror attack striking the U.S. Open tennis championship. Tennis balls of mass destruction. That racket looks like a targeting radar to me. This is coming out of the New York Police Department's Rebecca Wiener, Director of Intelligence. apparently an Al-Qaeda publication saying we're going to target the U.S. Open Tennis Championship. Why? Tennis isn't really that big a sport here in the United States of America compared to football or basketball or baseball. And all of these so-called Al-Qaeda online publications always track back to being some kind of CIA or Mossad intelligence propaganda operation. We know that the Al-Qaeda in the one of the peninsulas over there was going on about we're the voice of Al-Qaeda, and they were making a big deal about Adam Gadon. And we know he's a complete fraud. His real name is Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of a member of the board of directors of the ADL. He's a complete fraud. Puts on a, steals a towel from Holiday Inn, wraps it around his head, says, I'm Al-Qaeda, come get me, you schmucks. And any of these Al-Qaeda publications that are giving him cover star treatment, they have to be equally false. Anyway. Now, speaking of cover-ups collapsing into their own rubble, rather interesting story coming out of Boston. Kevin Cullen over at the Boston Globe was reporting on how the Sokar Tsarnaev's defense team decided they were conduct a poll of the residents of Boston regarding their view of the Boston bombing and whether Sokar Tsarnaev and his brother were actually guilty. Their goal was to get such an overwhelming response from people saying he's guilty, 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 that they could argue for a change of venue. The poll came back showing 42% of Bostonians don't think he's guilty. And, of course, Kevin Cullen at the Boston Globe is saying, I'm shocked to find that 42% of Bostonians don't know he's guilty. I mean, look how hard we work to make them think he's guilty. How dare they not believe us? And they're just flapping around. But everybody has now seen the photos showing that the backpack with the bomb was black with this white square patch on top. The backpacks worn by the Tsarnaev brothers in the area, as documented on the photos, were gray and white. And we've got these guys dressed identically in black jackets and tan pants and black backpacks with white square patches on top, including one who was seen with a backpack before the bombing and without the backpack afterwards. We know it's another setup by the government. We'll be right back.
Nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a captain.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. I'm going to talk about the economy a little bit. First of all, the stock market didn't really do all that well. The market closed. It's about to close. It's down 150 on the Dow here, back in the 16,000s. So anyway, getting on to the economy, gold took a major hit earlier in the week, and everybody's wondering what the heck was going on here. And it turns out, and we have seen this before, $1.3 billion worth of paper gold contracts were dumped onto the market. And, of course, when you dump that volume of these paper contracts on the market, it will push gold prices down, because the way they are able to manipulate gold prices is the London Gold Fix blends the price of the physical metal and the price of the paper contracts into one number. So by overproducing, overselling these paper gold contracts, they can keep the price of gold down. And the reason they do that is really very simple. They don't want people liquidating their stock portfolios or emptying their savings accounts and going to physical gold. They need you in the banks. They need you in the stock market, where you can be shorn like the sheep they all hope that you really are. They need the price of gold to be kept down, because all of these bullion banks are desperately trying to find gold to replace the bullion that they were playing fast and loose with that belongs to other countries. And it's a very tense situation. I don't know what the U.S. government told the German government to get them to back off demanding their gold back. Probably involved a threat of nuclear annihilation or something. But it's just pure fraud. And if you're positioned correctly in Wall Street, you can make money regardless of whether the market's going up or the market's going down. Reminds me of that very funny movie that Aaron Russo produced called Trading Places with Eddie Murphy, where these two brothers who own this commodities exchange are trying to explain how it all works. You know, whether the clients make money or lose money, we get the commissions. And Eddie Murphy says, oh, you're a couple of bookies. One of the brothers said, see, I told you he'd understand what we're doing. And that's exactly it. It's a bookie operation here. All righty, we're going to take a phone call. Kevin in Canada, aloha. Kevin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I really enjoy your broadcast. I'm just sitting here looking at everything that's going on in the world. And I'm in Canada up here. And with, like, the third largest country in the world, with a small population, relatively small military, we're yes men to the United States. If World War III it's kicked off already, basically, I believe.
Yes.
What the hell, what is Canada going to be, what's Canada's position going to be? Just a landing pad for China and Russia? What, we're beat, you know? And the
well,
people in the United
first
States
of all,
want
you,
to
you may want to turn down your speaker in the back because it seems to be interfering with your ability to focus and concentrate. Canada, you very much, I mean, Stephen Harper's up there with all of his buddies saying, oh, yes, Israel's right and Hamas is wrong and go globalism and imperialism. Canada, as was the case in the previous big mistake, will provide a lot of soldiers to fight the wars with. In terms of the end of the war, obviously Russia and China are not ever going to be in a position to invade the North American continent. How this war is going to end is when the U.S. and its allies fail to achieve victory in a conventional war, they will resort to their nuclear weapons. And those things are going to get flung all over the planet in all directions, and nobody's going to escape from that.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't know. It's like all the disaster situations, World War III scenarios, like Canada's left out, like this big vacant lot. Like this huge vacant lot of pristine territory, and I'm just.
Well, I hope it does get left out. I mean, it is beautiful up there. When Claire and I were living in Washington State, we used to drive up into Canada along the western shore all the time. It's just gorgeous country. I'd hate to see something bad happen to it. I think the problem with Canada right now is that their government has become just as subverted and undermined by Israeli interests as the U.S., and I think the smartest thing the Canadian people could do is kick out all the Israel firsters from their government before they get their talons into your jugular vein any deeper than they already have.
Yeah, we're not that dumb up here. I mean, I don't believe the propaganda from Israel. I mean, the Jewish people, I believe in the Bible and stuff like that, but I don't believe the Jewish state, the imposed Jewish state after World War II, is the historical, biblical, Jerusalem, you know, Israel.
They absolutely aren't. What you're dealing with is a population. It's the largest population of Jews in Israel are the Ashkenazi Jews. They are not descended from the biblical Hebrews. They are descendants of Central Asian Khazars who converted to Judaism in 800 AD so they could conduct trade both with the Muslims and the Christians because they love money. And trade is the whole thing. And they wanted to hold off invasion. So the country declared Judaism their national religion, and basically forbade missionaries from either Christianity or Islam to come into their country. And it lasted about 100 years, and at the end of the 100 years, Khazaria fell, and most of those descendants of converted Jews who had been raised with the story of the Hebrews and everything, they're probably genuinely convinced that's where they came from, migrated northward into what is now Russia and westward into Europe. That's where the European and Russian Jews come from. So now they've all migrated down to Palestine and declared it all belongs to them because they are of the religion that used to be there. That makes about as much sense as me adopting the religion of the Native Americans and then declaring that all of you Christians have to get out of here because we, nudge, nudge, were here first. And it's a silly idea, and I wrote an article about it called Types with Tired Fingers, which is on the front page of my website. But that's exactly how thin and shallow this whole Ashkenazi claim to Palestine really is.
Yeah, and the population of, you know, with that size of land they have, you know, we should in here in Canada, we've got lots of land. Why don't we give them a piece of a province up here, and they could all live peacefully and, you know, I often have that thought. There's lots of room on this earth. I mean, come on.
In the years leading up to World War II, I mean, Adolf Hitler actually made a deal with Germany's Jews that he was going to give them all of Madagascar, which is a very, very much larger piece of land than Palestine. The Jews were offered a permanent homeland down in Africa. The Jews actually have a homeland out in eastern Russia. There's a whole little separate country within a country I forget the name of it. But these Ashkenazi, they wanted Palestine, they wanted Palestine, they wanted Palestine, and the door to that was opened at the end of World War II when they spun this story about deliberate extermination by the Nazis. Oh, feel sorry for us, feel sorry for us. So the world would allow Israel to do to Palestine what they had just stopped Hitler from doing to France and Norway and Poland. And
you've got an awesome show. I watch Alex Jones and everything else, and I know I'm a Christian too, but I am not this Christian to fall for this propaganda, and I think Christians should stand up, and I think they are.
Many of them are. The churches that my wife is involved with very much are, but there is sadly a large population of Christian Zionists in this country who have, they're going along with that whole end times myth that's out of the Scofield Bible. And they're absolutely convinced if they can help Israel set fire to the entire surface of planet Earth, Jesus is going to come down when it's all over and invite them up to the big house.
Oh, yeah. That's not what Jesus is about to me, man. Anyway.
I would agree with you on that one. All right, Kevin, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on our top of the hour segment. I know we've got some callers waiting on the line, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to put you off until after we get back from this segment here. Getting on back to the economy, we're seeing more and more news about this PIMCO lawsuit against the banks that were at the heart of the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. And Obama and the federal government and George Bush could protect the bankers from legal prosecution for their crimes, but they cannot stop the civil lawsuits. And we're talking a huge amount of money, $250 billion. That's equivalent to 1 million homeowners losing their homes and suing for $250,000 each, which is much more reasonable than the $350 they were actually being paid from the foreclosure fraud settlement. All right, there's the music. We've got to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be back with phone calls after these few words.